Has your nerves and heart settled down after that yet?
No, it's only started. Head's busting.
What was it like during it? Because, look, it felt in the second half you were adding the pressure, you had the wind behind you, but the clock was winding down.
Yeah, but I think I looked at my watch at one stage, we'd half an hour. This team is supposed like any team, if you concede, you know, you think you're not going to score, or, you know, goals change games. I thought the goals were sloppy from our part, avoidable. Two set pieces. I thought our three goals, well, penalty, great penalty. I thought our three goals were fantastic. They scored from set pieces. You know, you just want players to keep believing, keep believing, keep believing. And that's where the character come in, and their character's been unreal since the start. So that didn't just happen today.
Huge amount of excitement. I mean, here, excitement around the town, around the school and everything. Players handled that fairly well.
They thrived on it. They were calm and cool heads and weren't arrogant about it, but they thrived in the support that they were given and the love they were given. And, you know, towns love sport. Towns love sport and success. Schools love sport and success. And probably coming after COVID, you know, there's people out there with no masks on them. We haven't seen that in 2 years. That's incredible. No, just when you fulfill your potential, there's nothing like it. You believe, you excel on the pitch, and you just have a lifetime. That's their immortal moments. Absolutely phenomenal.
Half time, you probably would have felt reasonably content. I mean, there was a strong wind here. I was the same. It was the same for the Connacht final with Athenry. But the game changed, as you say, goals change games. You had to deal with that setback straight at the start of the second half.
Yeah.
So how did that change the game? Do you feel the lads handled well?
The goal? The equaliser?
Yeah. Well, the two, for them to go 2-1 in front, because you would have come out at half time saying, okay, we have the wind, we're in a good position, but then suddenly it all changed. You fell behind, it changed the game.
Well, you're in dreamland at 1-0 against that breeze. Fenton did absolutely brilliantly to contend with it. You are in dreamland if you go in 1-0. 1-1 wasn't the worst result in the world. I thought they had chances. Fenton grabbed a couple, it was very good. They had a goal disallowed. I don't know why it was disallowed. They were knocking on the door. So 1-1, I says, not the end of the world. You're half time in All-Ireland final. You're 1-1. You're with the breeze. You can't ask for any more than that. I think that's what life's about, just these moments. So you either grasp them, or they pass you by, and the boys thankfully grasped it this time.
And what was your mindset as to where you were standing over the penalty there at the end? Confident or fearful, or what were you expecting?
I was expecting Sheeran to score. Unbelievable left foot, unbelievable mentality. He's tough as teak. Obviously, you have a wee bit of nerves, but no, Sheeran Brown, I'll tell you. He's a man, he's just a man.